He's just a Karen, just ready, just fucking, what do you say?
The only one who looks like a Karen is you with that haircut.
Actually, I'm Gardner Minshew.
So I just came to my head like Team Savage. So it was pretty fun. You used to have like all the top athletes in the shore. 5 years from now, some guys are going to be NFL draft picks, NBA draft picks. Some guys are going to be probably wrestling in the Olympics. Oh, it's going to be awesome looking back.
Hello, and welcome to the MCM podcast number 14. Of course, my name is Max.
And my name is JR.
And I'm not going to say that Me Moms did sponsor this podcast, but they did give us food, and that is honestly the number one way to my heart.
Closest thing to a sponsor we've ever had.
No, we've had sponsors before, but this is awesome. I want to say thank you, Me Moms. They gave us this awesome, awesome food. We had the Stay Fit Wraps. I know they like their French toast is like the best, one of the best things that they have. So I'll just show you really quickly. They sent this to us and I haven't eaten this yet because honestly, Me Moms, this is a sports podcast. This is honestly one of the first like sports-esque podcasts we have. Talking about sports, it's reiterated my idea of I need to fucking diet and not eat badly. So this French toast looks awesome. JR can eat this and not gain weight, and he'll be fine. But with me, I'm going to be thinking about it all day. Yeah, that's really nice to make fun of someone's weight, man. In 2020, you can't do that. So,
do whatever I want.
So I want to get into today's guest. And he is the person who started the Shore Savages, which is a sports page. You good?
I'm good.
Jesus, no. Get away from me.
Coronavirus.
So he started the sports page, The Shore Savages, literally in November, and it is above 19,000 followers right now, which we've seen like the type of growth that we've had with our page in about a year, and his page is the similar type stuff. And we don't really talk about sports a lot, and that's where he specializes in. And let me just tell you, his shit, like the amount of hard work he puts in it, like we see, like he posts so many stories, like we've been slacking a little. Like that.
I've been slacking for 5 months.
Since I came on,
yeah. Always been a
slacker. Just been a constant slack. And what I wanted to say is that it's really awesome to see like his page so that I can keep current with a lot of the high school sports, but he does even athletes when they're in college. So I want to give the camera to Kevin, who runs the Shore Savages, and you could talk about how it started, the why you started it, and just honestly introduce yourself, man.
Okay. My name is Kevin, and I run the Shore Savages. Well, I started the page just because it was like my first fall without football, and because I graduated in 2019, so that was like 2019 fall. It was my first fall without football, so I was like kind of bored. It was like school and then work, then I needed something else, and then so that's where the idea for the Shore Savages came. It was actually called Short Top Recruits when I first started, and was only football. I didn't cover all sports. I think I started like in week 5 or week 6. So I started like talking about the games, and then I make this poll. It's one poll. It was who was the better quarterback, Logan Peters or Ryan Clark? And then after that, I started getting followers, like followers, and then I started like I came up with the idea like make a tournament. So-called tournament, and then like who's the better quarterback? So I'll have all the quarterbacks, not all of them, but most known quarterbacks in the Shore, and now make like a tournament, like Elite Eight, Final Four, Championship, and then that's when I started getting like more followers, and then when I had like 600 followers, I was getting like 1,000 views. So, you know,
of course you had a lot of people who like weren't following you, which you were public at the time.
Yeah, I was public.
Now
yeah.
You're private. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now
you're public. You were private for a long time.
So I was getting more views than followers. So that was when I went private and I was getting like 200, 300 requests an hour, probably. So that's when I started doing the Mr. Shore. I just came with the idea. I don't know where it came from. Like, it just came to my head. So, and then it was like the champion of the quarterback group, the champion of the running back, whatever. All the champions of the eight champions of the eight positions go at it for Mr. Shore. At the time, I gave out a shirt,
cool.
Shore Savages, and then like a Jersey Max gift card. And yeah, that was it. But then, you know, for so after like it was like the, in December, I made a poll like, what do you guys want me to do in the off season? Like, just cover football, because you know, in short, we don't really have like transfers. Like, you know, yeah. NCAA, they have like,
of course, it's the high school level is a lot different. Yeah.
Yeah. So especially when you're covering only like the short, it's only 42 schools. So.
Yeah.
And then, so I started doing all sports. Basketball, not all of them, basketball and wrestling. That was two sports I did in the winter. I'm doing hockey next winter. And then, so then I did the Mr. Short tournament for the winter sports. But then I got some trophies. So that was pretty good. So so that got me a lot of followers too. So one of my friends, I just gave her the password and stuff, and she would just accept people. It's because I was getting so many followers.
Well, we were never private. Like, even on like on our personals, we're not private, so I don't have to deal with that, where it's like you have that influx of people coming in. So that must be crazy.
Max, you never have an influx of people going to follow your personal anyway, so it's
fine. Of course.
Fine.
Wait, how many? Dude, I have like 2,400. What do you got, like 100 followers on your personal,
yeah,
buddy?
100, yeah, 100 followers, yeah.
Sit down. You're already sitting down. What are you saying, Kevin?
One of the things that we were talking about before was that you definitely did it right by involving your followers in that post, because when they feel like they have a say in, you know, what sort of content you're putting out, they feel more involved. They're more likely to share it with their friends and stuff like that. So, and then when you make it private, you know, it's doubly as effective, because people send a post and they're like, oh, I can't see it. And they're like, yeah, follow it, vote on the polls, stuff like that. So.
Well, dude, like House of Highlights, like whether it's them, like the other big sports pages, like you feel like you don't have a say in what they do. Like they're so big, like Barstool Sports, like they post stuff and you got to like their content. But with you, it's kind of like you're shifting kind of around what your audience wants. And dude, your biggest thing is you're doing other sports. You're doing schools from all around the county, girls sports too, because like even our followers, dude, like we're 60% girls, and we sometimes have a hard time.
60 or 70?
It's like 60% girls. So you need to, if you could tap into that and get even more, dude, that's how you blow up. So
yeah. My go-to is always making fun of girls who go to Rook, and girls love that shit. They like, they can laugh at themselves, and that's good.
They do. Well, one thing we were saying is that we did our starter packs, and that was basically like the second we make a starter pack about a school, everyone from that school would be sending that shit all around. So we would get followers from everyone. So I tried doing them from every single school. That was a little bit, I'm like three. There's three left on them. And I'm just like, I'm so done. I might do them in the fall.
What are the three left?
And dude, a bunch of mine got taken down. But it's like, it's smaller ones with like 400 kids. Like Asbury Park High School is like so, so small. So like, dude, that's why I would do like the bigger high schools. Like there's like Marlboro Manalpin has like 2,000. So, you know, you make a starter pack about them, bro. You're getting, not only are you getting the 2,000 current, but you're getting the kids who went there in college, like the kids who, the younger siblings.
But, so what's left? Asbury Park High School?
It's like Asbury Park and a few other ones.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
No, they're cool. Like, I'm just waiting. The problem is, dude, they take a lot of effort. Like, your stuff does too. So you don't want to spend all this time and effort doing something and then, like, not many people are going to like it.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Turn your ringer off, buddy.
Bad, dude. Let's see.
This guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just, dude, that's literally our manager. Like, he's just saying, like, yeah, the sponsorship is in.
That's literally our manager saying, stop saying fuck you to people that you don't know.
Yeah, we were just saying. One thing I wanted to get into is how your page, dude, like, with social media blowing up, you are kind of the evolution of, like,
sports journalism.
Yeah. Like, it's social media, dude. Like, people, you see this watch time or, like, the phone time, how long you're on Instagram. I'm probably going to go to you to check about sports over going to AsburyParkPress.com.
Yeah.
Like, so you have a big influence there, man.
One time, like, when I first started, I had, like, 5,000 followers. It was, like, January, probably.
Okay.
I got a reporter. I got, like, an email saying, like, my account got reported for some BS. So, and then I went, like, I'm not going to say they did it.
But oh, we know.
He's not going to say they did it, but we know it was you, Asbury Park Press.
Asbury Park Press, you're coming after us?
Yeah, we were friends for a bit, but relationship's on the rocks now, so.
It is, dude.
Watch it.
Maybe them, or it was maybe Short Sports Network.
Ooh. Too,
because I looked them up, and I couldn't find them. And I went to my personal, and I found them. Yeah. So they blocked you. So,
oh.
I don't know. And then after, like, that was, like, in March, they unblocked me. So I blocked them.
Yeah, block them. That's all. Oh, you want to be friends?
Now you want to talk because I'm bigger than you?
I'm one of those things, dude. I live by like people never forget. Like if you wronged me at some point years ago, I'm going to remember that. I'll let you be friends and then I'll be like, by the way, you remember when you fucked me? Down. Like right there, just
Max
like
holds block. Max holds grudges.
I do. Yeah, dude, I do. Because I mean, honestly, like I'm nice to most people. Like if you're a nice guy to me, if not, whatever, I'm great to you. But if you're a piece of shit, fuck you. Like I don't want to carry that dead weight.
I mean, that's basically the way he is to me.
Yeah, he just like nags the shit out of me every freaking day. Like, oh man, we got to do a podcast twice a month for an hour each Saturday, dude. Like I don't know if I could handle that.
Okay, the only one who's nagging is you. You text me like 4 times a day about the podcast, and I just don't answer. I'm not nagging. I'm ignoring you. It's different, okay?
You know, I would love, like, you know, he does, like I was saying, your page, man, like, we do, like, 1 or 2 stories a day. Like, I'll see sometimes you have so many. You have, statistics. Like, that's what I was going to ask, too, is, like, you, like, we could post shit and it could just come out of our ass, man. But, like, with you, you, like...
Got to do research.
You got to do research. Sure, because if you post something, dude, and even 9 times out of 10, if it's correct, you're still going to have people be like, nah, man. Like, they're going to be hating on something. Like, he's not like, that good.
Like, it doesn't matter where I post, I'm going to get hate.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter, like, what way I go, like, I'm going to get hate anyways. Yeah. So, at this point, it's like... If I say black, a lot of people are going to say white. And if I say white, a lot of people are going to say black.
See, now that's the thing. Oh, you can continue. So,
I didn't know Instagram has, like, a limit for stories.
Mm. Now it doesn't.
Yeah.
They lifted that bitch.
So, I was at a couple of games, and then I had 100 stories. And then when I checked, like, the first one, it started, like, it wasn't there no more.
Oh, so deleted the first ones.
Yeah. So I got sick because actually the first one was like the really cool one.
You spend so much time.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't even tell you like things that I literally want to punch a hole in my wall. So I'll be like making a story, bro. And like I don't have a notification for Instagram going to my like if I'm off the app. But I'm going to be I'm making a story and I'm pressing the top thing so that I could like get the location on. And I'll press a DM from someone in another account and it brings you to the other account and you lose that story.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, there's been times where I've done this twice. And I'm just like, bro, I just want to fucking throw my phone. It is so infuriating.
This Instagram story interface is, like, really bad.
It's horrible.
It's surprisingly bad. Like, it's such a pain in the ass to make stories.
Well, we do, like, when we promote the podcast, like, with you, we do, like, a minute... like clip of like just to showcase it, whatever. And what Snapchat does is like you could post that video to your Snapchat story and you do one link for the whole thing. But on Instagram, it cuts the video into 15 seconds and then you have to do a link for every single one of those and you have to copy every ad. Like if I'm going to at you, I have to at you on every single story. Yeah. It's like, dude, if like it should give you the option like, oh, is this one video? Okay, then just do the links once and it'll copy to all of them. But it says, listen,
that would be too easy, okay?
Yeah, I know. Well, we have that kind of pull. We could just hit up. Actually, Instagram has answered me.
We have that kind of pull.
Yeah.
With Instagram, like, there's been some bugs with our account and shit like that. And I'll message them. I'll be like, fix this. Don't you know who I am? And they're like, nah, we don't. Shut the fuck up. You're that kid from Jersey, that annoying ass kid.
Yeah.
So I want to go into, like, some great athletes that we've had out of this area. And it's surprising, like, how many incredible athletes that you see. I mean, like, listen, Shaq is from New Jersey. Kyrie Irving, like, New Jersey. Like, all these big-name guys, whether it's baseball. Like, dude, Derek Jeter. Morris County. Which is Morristown or Morris? I would assume.
So. Yeah, Morristown is in Morris County.
I would assume, dude. We're not New Jersey memes, but, you know, we know that type shit. We don't even know where Monmouth County towns are, honestly. We're just like, wait, where is that? Like that
it's little... true. I kind of just know my specific... Like, we did this Jeopardy thing, and Max was asking me these questions about Monmouth County, and, like, I didn't know the answer to any of them.
Oh, same. Yeah. I can't...
I don't know shit about Monmouth County.
I'll show you at break show you some of the questions. They're not easy, bro.
No.
But,
well, some of them.
I'm from Ocean County, so
well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's even harder for him. I don't know any...
I don't know anything about Ocean County. Like, I don't even know where that... No, I'm just kidding. I know where it is.
So as far as other athletes, like Quentin Nelson out of RBC, just a freaking animal. Like, top 5 pick?
6.
No,
6.
Number 6 in the NFL. Here's the deal. You know why I said that? Because we high-key fucked up on the first take.
I thought you said not to talk about it.
But you brought, like, I'm acting like... I didn't basically like I'm acting like I didn't know that, even though I knew he was a sixth pick. But in the first take, I said top five. And then this fucking stickler right here, this piece of shit, was just
why
like,
why don't you just say top 10 pick?
You know, he's just a Karen, just ready. Just fucking, what do you say? Like, dude, can I speak to your manager? Buddy, you're speaking to me. All right.
The only one who looks like a Karen is you with that haircut.
Actually, I'm Gardner Minshew, and this podcast is brought to you by the man, the myth, the legend, Gardner Minshew, starting QB of the Jaguars, as long as what Josh Dobbs doesn't take his position. I don't think it's going to happen because Dobbs sucks. But I was freaking Gardner Minshew for Halloween, and if you see the mustache is real, kids. It was so worth it.
He's going to shave it as soon as the podcast is over.
I'm wearing it. But I wore this to DJs, and it was so hot. And I was dying, and it was just like death. But it was great. I was Gardner Minshew slash the guy from Dodgeball that we were saying, White Goodman. It's White. Talk to him about like it's the character's name.
No, all right.
Yeah, I know. But, he's so difficult. But it was an awesome. That was for my birthday because my birthday's over in November. So yeah, let's get back into about amazing Shore athletes. One of them being J.R. Smith.
Yeah,
you were saying. The high school you went to, Lakewood, man. Yep. J.R. Smith, he went there for 2 years and then I think he transferred to private school.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the man. J.R. Henny Smith, like all that, like the memes about him.
Yeah.
He didn't wear like a shirt for like a week after they won the NBA final. I think Barack Obama literally tweeted, he's like, J.R., or no, when they went to the White House, Barack was like, J.R., can you please put on a shirt? his little brother goes to Monmouth. And I always, like, I play basketball there with my friends, like, intramurals. And I was playing with this kid. He was on the football team. And I knew, like, J.R. Smith's little brother played football month, but I never met him. And, dude, he looks nothing like J.R. Like, J.R.'s, like, 6'6". His little brother's, like, 6'1". Like, you wouldn't, like, they don't, like, whatever. They don't look alike. Like, so this kid was like, yeah, I'm going to, like, the NBA finals game. This is, like, years ago, man. I was, like, freshman year. And he's like, oh, yeah, my brother's sending me out like a plane ticket. I was like, who's your brother? He's like, J.R. Smith. It was like the coolest. It was like starstruck. Like, I just wish I had that. Like, yeah, dude, like some famous celebrity's going to send me out a ticket. Do you have any famous athletes, like whether they're in college or like pros from around here?
Well, that I like.
Yeah, that you like. Yeah.
So I'd probably say these are people who went to Lakewood, but also like Amir Tyler. Okay. He's a Temple, and then Chappelle Russell.
All right.
He's the Buccaneers. But also, I like Carmen Sclafani. I don't know if you heard of him.
No.
He went to Brick Township 2015. He's like one of the animals. Yeah, one of the greatest thing I ever seen. And then he played baseball at Rutgers. I'm not really into baseball, but you know, he's the man. He's the man.
What position did you play at football?
Me?
Yeah.
I was line.
Okay.
I lost like 100 pounds since I graduated. Yeah, I was like 290 in high school.
Damn, dude, yeah. You were a fucking unit.
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah. That's a...
Well, what happened to not making fun of people's weight, Max? I mean, Jesus.
A unit's like a flex in sports. So you're like, bro, that kid's a unit. Like, that's like, he's just like, oh, Max, you're fat. And, like, that's where, like, I'm going to have, like, people just go after him for saying that. Because that's not cool nowadays.
Yeah. Send the dogs on me next. Let's go.
I will, of course. So, we're talking about, like, you being private. Dude, we were thinking about going private for a long time. I was actually messaging back and forth with you, like, a while ago. Like, mad long ago. Because we were getting some heat with our page. And Jared knows, like, there was, like, this kid, like, reporting our post for, like, no good reason. I wish it was. Like, if you actually didn't like our shit. Like either.
Yeah, he said he was doing it because he had a bot that's supposed to report posts, and he wanted to see if it was working. So he literally said, hey, you guys have any posts taken down lately? We're like, yeah. He's like, all right, cool. I just wanted to see if this thing worked. I was like, wow.
Some you're like a douchebag. Fucking kid.
Wow.
For no, like, bro, that's what I'm saying. We're talking about, like, haters and shit. Like, people like that, bro. Like, you put in so much effort. We put in so much effort into this shit. Like,
do I?
He doesn't put any effort into that shit. But, like, why? Why the fuck would you do that? Like, because there's a... For, like, that one or two people that don't like it, there's 18,098 people that fucking can't wait to see your posts every day. That live for that shit. So, like, whatever. And we were thinking about going private because that helps with followers, man. We were saying with you, like, if someone sends one of your posts to in a group chat of 20, 30 people, if they want to see that, they got to follow you. Yeah. Of course, now you're public, but we want to do that because it would have been safer for us.
But it just takes away all those like story functions, you know, the swipe links and, you know, sharing stuff.
No, I thought we were talking about that. I thought you could still do the stories. Mm. You can't do the story swipe up?
No,
I don't think so. All right, wait to go private until we have this call, or actually go public the day that this comes out so you can do the story swipe up so we can send this out. But aside from that, you do stuff with Asylum Sports, and there's like Team Savage, which is it's sick. You know, like I was saying, that there's the edits that you make for these. There's like smoke coming, like there's a green screen. Jerry, you see these where the athletes like come up, and it's like all like visually, it's awesome. I mean, we need that type of production quality on this, but you know, we don't. Like just when we like appear, just have smoke. Yeah. We'll do that.
We definitely.
All right, we'll do that in this one. But you want to talk about, like, the partnership or, like, how that's going down with that?
So a long time ago, I was going through Instagram, and I saw Team Overtime.
Sure.
But they actually, like, they actually play a game, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So so I just came to my head, like, Team Savage, top 18, 15 athletes in the shore. Like, girls, boys,
all sports.
Any sports. Yeah. So so that's when I started doing some research. I already knew like some of the top athletes in the short conference, but I had to like was like some of them that I was like, who do the people think is better? So I had to do polls. I was like, okay, so let me just do a poll. And at the end, the player who won, it was the one that I thought was better anyways. Yeah.
Good. So it worked out.
Yeah. So and then I hit up Asylum, they were down with it. My shirts, it has the last name and number in the back.
Where is Asylum?
Wool.
Okay.
Wool Township. Yeah. And they're legit. They're like really, really, really good.
Bro, I see. Like they're like, yeah, as far as their facility, it looks insane.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I made a private story for the 18 athletes. And then we, they, I think 14 or 13 came to the photo shoot, let's call it. And then, yeah, it was pretty fun.
You guys played dodgeball? I think I saw that.
Yeah, dodgeball, yeah.
That's cool shit.
So it was pretty fun. You used to have, like, all the top athletes in the shore right now. So if we look at, like, 5 years from now, I think some guys are going to be NFL draft picks. Some guys are going to be NBA draft picks. And some guys are going to be probably playing the Olympics, wrestling the Olympics. So, that, you know, 5 years from now, I think it's going to be awesome looking at it, like, they're all Division One, like big time players, other sport. And then within 3, 4, 5 years from now, it's going to be awesome looking back.
Yeah.
And then next year, I'm going to do it next year too.
Of course. Yeah. Keep it going. Like, I feel like if you're an athlete and because there's not something like that, and it's all filling a need. Like, there's not something like that right now. So if you're a sick athlete, of course, when you get to college, you're going to get all that. But when you're in high school, if someone asks you, hey, like, you want to take a photo shoot, be named this, people are going to say yes. And also, they're posting on their stories, they're telling their families about it, dude. So it's just up from there.
And I think it's also cool because, like you were saying, there's not really – so like. And the NCAA in college sports has got those players have like a huge spotlight on them, but when it comes to high school, it's really not. They really don't have that in the same regard. Like, there's like obviously scouts that for colleges that come and watch, but in terms of press and like publicity, you know, you kind of fill that need that it isn't there. You know,
yeah. It may be there, but just for like the St. Peter's, Bergen Catholic, IMG Academy, and schools in Texas. You know, those big schools, but you know, short conference, not really big schools.
When
whatever.
Sierra Canyon comes over, dude, they had that tournament. I missed it. Sierra Canyon came to, was that Lakewood? They had that big tournament in over in the, like 6 months ago, and Dwayne Wade's son plays on the team. LeBron James, Bronny James plays.
Yeah. They were in Tom's River, I think.
They were in Tom's. Yeah, that's that sick. I didn't go, dude. That thing sold out so quickly. I wish I went. But you did, like, it was like a tournament, so there's a few games before. It's like a 7 o'clock game, a 9 o'clock game. But that's like, dude, because next time you're going to see those guys, they're going to be in college or the league. Like,
yeah. So I don't know if you guys know Jersey Sports Network.
Yeah.
No, Jersey Sports Zone. Yeah.
Okay.
So they cover, like, the whole state of New Jersey.
Okay.
All sports. They used to be, when I played, they used to be Short Sports Network.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I didn't know they changed.
Short Sports Zone. Sports Zone, yeah. So they changed 2 years ago. So they were at Lakewood Games. So Lakewood is, like, really is not known for, like, athletics. But they were at Lakewood Games. So now they barely touch Ocean County. So that's when I also, like, that was, like, okay, so they stopped doing the short, let me like come to Instagram and start doing the short too. Because I could have, you know, only cover Ocean County because I'm an Ocean County guy. But, you know, I decided, you know, let me do the whole short conference.
Have you ever had, like, you know, noticed that in, like, your, like, people viewing or followers or, like, actual, like, not necessarily scouts, but people from actual universities, like, following to look at players or no? Because I was thinking, you know, with social media, I was working with a production company on a documentary about college sports, and we were talking about the way social media has changed because it was, like, mirroring a 1978 basketball team to the current team. And I feel like social media is a huge part in how, you know, players and make connections with universities and stuff like that. Have you ever noticed anything like that, like certain types of people following your page to look at, keep like eyes on actual players?
Yeah, actually, a few Division I schools follow me. Mm-hmm. Like Rutgers Lacrosse, they follow me.
Hey,
Maryland Field Hockey.
It makes their job easier. Yeah, I'll tell you that. They can just go to your page and check.
Yeah, it feels so good. Like they follow me. Mm-hmm. They're probably like not active followers, like they're not up there like looking at every sort of stories, but they follow me, so that's pretty cool.
Well, you know, like if for like obviously they're gonna be looking if you do you do lacrosse stuff too, or you're gonna start?
Yeah, I do some lacrosse. Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's why it's hard, man. Like as far as like I like I'm a sports guy, I like sports, but as far as like if I had to follow like every single one, like I'm not a big hockey guy. I have friends who love hockey, but if I had to post it, like one, like you talk about the rankings and how they're good. I don't know what makes one hockey player, other than stats, better than, like, another. But, it, you know, of course, so.
I didn't do hockey this season, but, like, I'm doing it next season. Mm-hmm. But, like, for other sports, like basketball and wrestling, looking back now, my rank is, like, the first rankings I released, they were really bad. Like,
yeah.
Like, I want to take them down, but I'm just going to leave them there just because.
What we're saying, you got to start somewhere. Like, we're
I was talking about, like, I look at some of the older memes that we've posted, and, like, I don't think that they're funny, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you just got to start.
Yeah, you grow from there.
Yeah, you start, and, you know, your first shit, like, one, it's not going to be that good, but at least you started, at least you did it, and you got this following, dude, and you're, listen, you could get the, who knows? I mean, just don't get more followers than us in like a year.
Yeah, so I could say, as long as you don't surpass us in followers, you're sick. But you know, once you go over 26, then we're gonna have a problem.
So technically, like we're still in this COVID time, man, and it's whatever happens, sports are somewhat coming back, and we're learning like whether there's no crowds there. So, and of course, your page is really centered around sports.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, I want to get your take on, you know, the impact that COVID had on sports, not only professionally. I mean, with, you know, Rudy Gobert stopped the whole league. He's the best defender. There's that old meme. It's like he literally stopped the entire basketball league. But also with high school sports around here, and are they going to even have the seasons in the fall? Like, is that like, what are they going
to
do?
They're supposed to start on October 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of like sucks for like, especially like, you know, when they stopped the NBA, the NFL, like, I mean, they didn't stop the NFL, but when they stopped the NBA, kind of, it's like, okay, we're not going to watch live sports for like 3 months. I mean, you know, those players are going to get back and play in, you know, they're going to be next week, they're going to be playing again. But, you know, when you look at high school, like the seniors, maybe for baseball, you know.
The spring sports,
Spring sports, I don't really, because you can always pick up a baseball and a bat and play baseball, play catch, mm-hmm. whatever. But, you know, for the fall, especially for football, you can't, once you graduate high school and if you don't play in college, you're never going to play real football again.
Yeah.
It's like if you're a senior and you really need to like show off your ability to scouts, you're not going to be able to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. And especially, you know, people are playing for money. I say it like that because people are playing for scholarships.
Yeah.
So a scholarship is $200K. So they're playing for money. So, you know, it sucks that, you know, they're going to take football away, or if they do, let's hope they don't.
Yeah.
If they take like any sport away. But, you know, for like, you know, you got, for soccer, you got travel teams, you got PDA, PSA, whatever. And you got lacrosse, you got Mad Dog lacrosse, whatever. But, you know, for football, it's not really like, especially like in Jersey, we don't really have like 7-on-7 tournaments. You know, players can like show out, like stuff like that. So football is like, the fall is the only opportunity for them.
I feel like if they just have each player get tested, you know, consistently throughout the season, it should be fine. I'll understand if they like don't allow crowds, but just let scouts come and watch. But I mean, as long as the players that are playing are getting tested frequently, it should be fine.
Dude, like,
that's, I mean, it really depends on. New Jersey looks fine right now. Like, New Jersey looks better than any other state in the country in terms of, like, new cases. So, yeah. You know, if things continue in the trend that they're going right now, as long as they, you know, I mean, if there's restrictions, fine, but they shouldn't cancel the whole season, I think.
What about high school in general, man? Like, how are we going to have kids go into high school if we're still, I don't even know, is that still up in the air? I mean, that are people going to be in
I'm pretty school? Sure right now that they are.
Yeah.
And New gonna Jersey be, at least going to be planning on being in person.
Okay.
Yeah. In other states, not so much. Like, my sister goes to University of Florida right now, and she's a nursing student, and she's starting her junior year, which is when she's supposed to actually be, like, having labs, like, like, you know, in the hospitals and stuff. And because Florida, you know, total shit show, it's Gainesville, which is, like, also, like, really bad right now.
Yeah.
It's all, like, computer, and she's like, how am I supposed to, you know,
it's not the same.
How am I going to be a nursing student? How am I supposed to be, like, doing labs from home? Like, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And they're charging you the same amount, too. Oh, of course, which people
and
really
she's
hate.
And she, yeah, and exactly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you're taking the high school experience from people, like, you know, I wouldn't give up my senior year for any of my years in high school for anything.
Yeah.
So
senior year was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so
especially at CBA, we didn't do anything.
Dude, and sports-wise, too. Like you say, like now you're out of school, but you played football, man. Like your senior year, like that was the last time that you put the pads on. You were able to hit people, like be in the game. Those are your brothers who you're going to war with on Friday night. So, yeah, it's you don't want to be – it's definitely a sad – I mean, we're hoping. Like we don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, we don't know. So we're supposed to – Yeah, the season is supposed to start on October 1st. Let's hope they don't, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it more for, these kids trying to go to school, get these scholarships.
Yeah.
Because, that in itself, man, like, one, college expensive as shit, but just that's if for a lot of kids, if they can't get that scholarship, they're not going to have the chance financially to go to school. Yeah. So
you also got to think, I'm sure a lot of like colleges are going to be giving out a lot fewer scholarships because I think that a lot of, I mean, like, for example, like University of Florida football, I doubt that happens this year. Like it's like, and the college football might not be that big of a deal right now. Like, so the colleges probably aren't going to be giving out scholarships, or at least not as many as they normally would. Right.
You know, Florida, they definitely are because they're SEC.
Yeah,
they're just big monies going into there.
I can see like every conference canceling their season back to SEC. Like, I know the SEC is gonna play football regardless.
There's so much. Yeah, they.
Yeah, so like the Ivy League, I know they canceled the whole fall season.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really, you know, they're more of academics than sports. You know, Harvard, whatever.
Yeah,
Dartmouth is in there. Yeah, like those.
Yeah, so but you know when you look at. Florida, Alabama,
LSU,
Auburn, they SEC, they sports, especially football, like football. So they're not gonna cancel the season no matter what. Like, so Florida is gonna play. We're gonna have games in Florida this season. Probably not people. Probably like no fans.
Well that's just more money's gonna be going into like TV, deals. That's
You know what's hilarious is when you watch the baseball games right now, they have fake people in the stands. And they have like fans cheering like a soundtrack. It's the funniest shit ever.
Yeah.
For the NBA, dude, they were like, did you see like they had like someone missed a free throw? They put up yeet. So, like the announcer played that. They did that in a bruh too. Like it was so okay. Someone was screwing around with that. The other guy I was going to talk about is I forgot to bring him up when we were talking about athletes. Tymier Berry plays football at Monmouth. He's a wide receiver. He went to Toms River South. He was like a 1,000-point scorer in high school, man. Like, my intramural ball team was pretty good. Like, ex-high school basketball players. We were playing against a football team one night, and, dude, it was, like, all linemen. So I was like, guys, let's just fucking fast break this shit the whole game. They're gonna run out of breath. This kid walks in last second before tip-off. Didn't know who he was. And he was like, yeah, dude, can I see the ball? And it was Tommy Berry. He took the ball and threw it off the backboard and dunked it. And I looked at our guys and I was like, we're fucked. He put up 45 points on us himself and we lost by like 15. And it was him. It was him, just him versus like all the other linemen were out of breath. They weren't doing anything. But this kid, I've never seen it. He's a football player and he was like a two-sport athlete in high school.
Yeah.
He was, dude, I didn't see him. I don't know. Like during the game, I couldn't keep up with him because this kid just incredible. So that's another one of my things, dude. Like you always see like even at these bigger schools, like these colleges, like they let other star, like other Division I athletes, like play intramural sports if it's not their sport. No, that's not fair. Because one, you're still a Division I athlete. Like yeah. obviously you're a football player, and but you lift, you train every day, and you're going against me. Yeah, come fair. On now, dude. That's yeah. that's so. I want to get into like kind of a what I have a plan for something, which it might turn into something great. I don't know. It could be something really cool. So you see that these like charity basketball games are going on. Obviously, this would probably happen after COVID because you yeah. want people to be in here. But it's kind of getting celebrities, whether and also to sports people too, like whether they're ex athletes or current athletes in their off season. We should do like a celebrity Jersey Shore basketball game and yeah. have, you know, whether it's social media people come to get that. Athletes come.
Definitely not the Asbury Park Press.
Businesses. Like, you're going to tell me right now, like, Pliables, Gianni's, all these people wouldn't want to be behind that because getting, yeah. like, all these people. I see them, like, doing that in Hollywood where they have that all the time, whether it's, like, with those basketball, like, influencers. And what do you think? I mean, is that, like, a possibility?
You know, of course. Yeah. You know, anything with sports, people love it. Like, people love, especially during this time. Well, I know it's going to happen after COVID, but, yeah. you know, during this time, people are hungry for sports.
Yeah. Max and I will be the team captains, and it'll be like a...
I'm playing. It'll be, you could be the captain.
Or no, you mean captains like are also going to play. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Like, I just get to, you know, like, we'll have everyone line up, and then we'll pick teams, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'll be, you know, my team will obviously win, you know.
Yeah. But I'll pick Quentin Nelson, Mike Gesicki.
That's never gonna happen. So
I'll pick like yeah, all like the 6'8" and above guys.
Sick pipe dream you got right there.
It well like he's like we talked about this. He's like the pessimist where it's like the
you're sky, not gonna get Quentin Nelson.
The sky is always full.
You're not gonna.
How do you know? We have both of our accounts are getting like. Well, you mean like to come or like on our team? Dude, you don't know that. He's like the biggest pessimist. Without like, he would be like, "Oh, this podcast isn't going to go anywhere."
I didn't say the podcast was never going to go anywhere. I'm being realistic.
Well, you don't want to know the funny thing. So, okay, it was really my doing, but we're going to show up. Quentin Nelson's boy, who they went to Barstool. They actually posted a picture. He invited us on their podcast, and it's Quentin Nelson's boy. So, I guess you know we're going places, buddy. He's always just like, "No, well, like you know, it's you know everything."
Why don't you let Kevin talk?
Up.
He was about to agree with me.
Kevin, what are you about to say?
You know, I text Quentin Olson every day. He never replies.
Yeah. Exactly.
I text him every day. You know, I don't know if you've seen, like, Savage Day, what I used to do. I don't do it,
anymore. Yeah, yeah.
So I text him every day during quarantine, and he never...
No answer?
No answer.
That's all right.
Well, did you see that he opened them?
No,
he didn't even
okay,
open
so,
them.
Okay, so... But no, that's better, man. You didn't see it.
Yeah, so... That's going to be pretty hard to get Quentin Nelson to come
All right, listen. We'll start out. Well, that'll be for
He's
game
like,
two.
All right, fine. No Quentin Nelson. We'll get J.R. Smith instead.
J.R. Henny Smith. I love... He's one of my favorite basketball players. I'm a huge LeBron fan. So for the times he's fucked over LeBron and not knowing the shot clock, where LeBron is just like, what the fuck? But he's an awesome athlete. Like, one of the... Like, as far as... Like, athleticism, shooting threes. I mean, the funniest thing is, if you watch basketball games, dude, he'll be open, like, wide open, and he won't shoot. He'll wait for a guy to come up and shoot it in their face. And I'm just like, but then he hits it. So it's like one of those guys that's like, no, don't shoot it, don't shoot it. All right, good. That's awesome. Like, keep hitting it. So he's definitely the man. I mean, after that, like, what is your future with the Page Man? I mean, we're talking, like, you are the future of, like sports broadcasting, as JR is saying, with social media blowing up. So what is your plan with this?
You know, I have so many ideas in my head, but you know, it all depends like where I go with my personal life. You know, I have plans to join the military.
Okay.
So if I do, Page is gonna stop. But then it may go another way. I have no idea. I also wanna coach. Like I'll be able to coach football.
Good.
So, I don't know where I'm going to go with the Page for now. I know I'm going to do it for one more year. So, I think 1 year from now, I'll be, like, more clear what I want to do with my life. So, like, I still don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I want to go to the military, but at the same time, like, I want to be able to, like, continue with the Page.
Yeah.
And, you know, so at this point, I want to do it for one more year, you know, do the best I can, and 1 year from now, we'll see where I'm at.
Bro, you got time. Yeah. Like you're a young dude, man. Like one thing we always say is you don't know like a year ago and whatever how many in a month. This page wasn't even a thing, like our page. So yeah. It wasn't even, and now this thing really is a huge, huge part of my life. And I'm sure your page is too, dude. It's like what you think about every day and you got to post. So, like, it's okay. You don't know what the end goal is. Like, just going with the flow. Because, yeah, it's also scary because you're going to be like, dude, obviously this page. Like, do we want to be doing this for 10 years? No, but you're just riding it. And it's fun right now and it has a huge influence.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is freaking awesome. So, I mean, listen, who knows? You could, Barstool just gives you a call and be like, hey, can you handle our sports division? Give you, like, 500K a year. I don't think you could turn that down.
No.
Or no. Go to the military for, like, 3 or 4 years, put that on hold, and then...
I actually was going to... I was going to end the page a few months ago.
Why?
You know, it was just taking way too much of my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I wasn't doing so well in school. At the time, I ended up, like, raising my grades.
Good.
So I was about to give it up, and, you know... Just about that week, I was thinking about it. I got an offer from Asylum.
Yeah,
you know, I couldn't take that down.
That's kind of how it is. It's like, you know, you never know what is on the horizon for you in the next couple of months, and that's why it's good that you're giving yourself another year just to see how it is. You have that time limit, and then when you get there, you see what you want to do. Then, you know.
Yeah, you know, something I thought about is Garden State Savages.
Mm-hmm.
Make it like the whole state.
Yeah. Well, you can just keep on expanding, and then you will get recognized by bigger pages like Barstool. Yeah. But then at that point, when you get to that, you might want to have more people working for you, so you don't have to do it all by yourself. You know?
Yeah, of course. Like for example, for this football season we got coming up, I'm probably gonna have photographers at games.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and I want to get like I'm gonna be at one game, one of my friends gonna be another game, so give like MVPs, like stuff like that. That's what I want to do.
Are you hiring? You're hiring? How much do you pay? Yeah, screw MCM. I'm working for No, I think, dude, it's like it's cool what you got going. And listen, if this thing ends tomorrow, look at what you've done. Like, we always talk about, like, you're always, like, into the next thing. Like, always planning, but, like, I feel like it's hard for me because I'm always, like, wanting to plan for, like, okay, when am I going to get to 30K? What about this post? Yes. But, like, chill, dude. Look how much you've done. Look at the impact you have, what you're doing with Asylum. No one else is doing that. Like, not a single. So it's, like, awesome. If this thing ends tomorrow, like, if something happens, like, whatever, you stop, dude. Good shit. Like, that's all that matters. Of course, yeah, like, the grind to keep going, dude. You got it. Because, yeah, there's days when these pages are, like, oh, my God, dude, I got to post today, bro. Or all these, like, DMs. Like, we just, like, thousands of DMs we get.
Yeah. So my DMs, I get, like, probably 10 DMs every hour.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, requests. It's, like, so, like, my notification for Instagram are off.
Off, good. Yeah, yeah, you got it.
I have to be off.
Yeah, because it's every, like, when I had the money, it was, like, and I had, like, 10,000 followers at the time. It was, like, every second.
Ding, 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 ding.
I was, like, no.
Yeah.
I can't have this.
No, I don't know how, like, that. And especially being private, too. Like, we might do that. We got to check out more because it does help with followers. So, Kevin, I want to say thank you very much for coming on the podcast. I was surprised we were able to reach you. You know, you said you do get so many DMs going in. But, no, you honestly answer us, like, mad quick.
Yeah.
Which is something we don't always get. Fucking people. They get, like, 10K followers. They think they're better than us. Any final thoughts, JR? Very? Literally.
No.
Nothing.
No, I'm good.
So we're obviously going to tell you, to follow the Shore Savages on Instagram, of course. You know, he has a ton of plans for what he's going to do, and we're excited to see it because, like, I said, that's what I don't follow, like, any other Shore sports pages. So he's where I go to if I want to check up on any, like, Shore athletes. And that's just not, like, Monmouth County. That's Ocean County all around. So he's got a big job to do.
Yeah, and hopefully in a year it'll be Barstool Shore Savages, you know? Like, that'd be pretty sick.
I know.
That name would work.
Yeah.
Barstool Shore Savage. I like that.
Yeah.
And then just, dude, get us the hookup because Barstool doesn't answer us.
And they don't answer me either.
Together. Together. If we merge our accounts, they will.
Okay. Monmouth County meme Shore Savages.
the Monmouth County Savages. Just like, oh, it's going crazy. Okay, guys, so we're going to end this podcast. This is the MCM podcast number 14. Thank you very much for watching today, and we will catch you on the next podcast, which we're not going to say who it is, but have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Peace.